Texas on the return. Here's one from Metcalf and a drop. Perfect throw. And a drop by DK Metcalf.
Yeah, that was a great job by Metcalf as well. Coming off the ball, you're going to see Derek Stingley, 24. You know, he thinks he's going to keep going. He's going to bite on it on the slant route. And Metcalf puts his foot in the ground, comes out of it. He does everything perfectly except make the catch.
Third down and 12. Rodgers, time runs out. Ball is out. It's picked up by the Texans and Sheldon Rankins. And he is in for a touchdown. And it's second and 3. Big toss. Wide open. Spinning catch. Cut touchdown. Strong play and a good catch by Kirk. Ball a little behind it, and the Texans have their first lead of the night.
Continue to coach. If he's let go, there'll be a lot of suitors knocking on his door for that as well.
Here's an interception for good measure. It's picked off by Bullock. And Rodgers is in his way, trying to make the tackle. Can't. And it's a touchdown, Texans.
I'm not even in that mindset as I sit here tonight. I'm more in the mindset of what transpired in the stadium and, you know, certainly what we did and didn't do. Not a big picture mentality as I sit here tonight.
Well, I got the big picture mentality, and that guy gots to go. The problem is he ain't going to go. I texted my buds, my high school friends in the group chat last night. And there is one in there, his name is Zach, who has always been a massive Mike Tomlin defender. And I texted all of them and I said, that's it. Fire Tomlin. And his response was, how specifically can you point to him and blame him for this game? And you know what? I spent a chunk of the pre-show saying that the game could have flipped if DK Metcalf makes the catch. And Mike Tomlin's defense came to play yesterday. That being said, he hired the offensive coordinator. He picked the quarterback. They still didn't stop the run. And even if it was all on the players yesterday and there wasn't anything specific to point to for Mike Tomlin, he still needs to go because 9 years in this town without a playoff win is far too freaking long. I'm just going to start rattling off statistics and then we're going to take some calls and we'll get into the nitty gritty and we'll break down the game. But the game seems secondary to the last decade of horrific Steelers football. And that's the way I will characterize it. I don't care about non-losing seasons. I don't care about making the playoffs. I don't care about division championship banners. None of that is worth a hill of beans. This is the Pittsburgh damn Steelers. You win playoff games or you go someplace else and lose them. That was the largest playoff defeat on Pittsburgh soil in team history. And that's the culmination of 9 years of playoff futility. That's the exclamation point. Over their past three playoff games, the Steelers and Mike Tomlin's defense have given up a combined 642 rushing yards. Steel curtain? Hell no. Paper Tigers, man. 642 rushing yards allowed in three playoff games for this proud franchise? And Art Rooney II probably fell asleep and slept like a baby last night because, hey, as long as you get in, you got a chance. Just got to keep building. They're above the mean. That should be a black mark upon every single member of this organization. 642 rushing yards in three playoff games. Last night it was a 164 to one of the worst rushing offenses in the NFL, whose running back, Woody Marks, who no one had heard of until this week, was averaging 3.6 yards per carry. They averaged 5.3 in the game, and he averaged 5.9. The Steelers, more history, Mike, are the first team in NFL history to lose five consecutive playoff games by double digits. Nobody else has ever done it, and this is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not the Jets, not the Dolphins, not the Raiders, not the Browns, not the Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Five consecutive playoff games, you lose by double digits? The Steelers have trailed on every single snap in the second half of every one of these seven consecutive playoff games. The Steelers lost 45-42 against the Jags, 48-37 against the Browns, 42-21 at the Chiefs. It wasn't that close. 31-17 at the Bills, 28-14 at the Ravens. Wasn't that close. 30-6 at the Texans, against the Texans. Trailed on every single snap in the second half of every one of those playoff games. How is that possible? They lost by 24, by 14, by 14, by 21, by 11, by 3, by 19. And you've got Troy Aikman on the pick six saying, well, Mike Tomlin won't be out of work for very long. If he wanted to get another job, he'll get another job somewhere else. That's a bad Aikman impression, but you get what I'm saying. Hey, Troy, can you just F off for a second, please? Like, none of us want to hear that. You're in the midst of calling a second half of the seventh consecutive playoff loss, and you're going to be sitting there going, well, you know, Mike Tomlin, he could find a job in 2 seconds. Mike Tomlin should be on a TV set next year. Actually, I don't give a rat's ass where he is, so long as he's not the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Four consecutive playoff defeats is too many. Five consecutive playoff defeats is too many. Six consecutive playoff defeats is too many. And seven, how the hell does he get to wake up today as the steward of this once proud franchise? The Steelers, like I've mentioned, are on a seven-game playoff losing streak. That's only happened for one coach in the history of the sport. His name, Marvin Lewis. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become Marvin freaking Lewis. He gots to go, and he gots to go yesterday. In the shame of it, he ain't going anywhere. 412-928-9370. I promised calls. Why not get to him early? This has been cathartic for me. Let's let it be cathartic for you. And please, no profanity. Matt in Pittsburgh, first up today. Hi, Matt.
Crowley, I got a quick one for you, man. First off, you're very entertaining. I hate to give anybody credit.
Thanks, man.
But I'll tell you what, for saying augmented surgery into frying pans, good Lord, you were correct. Thank you for that and making my morning. Yins, continue to have a good day.
Hey, thanks, Matt. I appreciate the kind words. That's going to help me. The more kind words, the better on a terrible day such as this. DK Metcalf making $30 million a year to drop a pass that could have had the Steelers rolling early. After, you know, he wasn't there the last 2 weeks because he punched a fan in the face. And then this Jonnu Smith. I'm not sure if I want to be mad at him or mad at the way that they use him. So I've decided just to be mad at both of those things. The guy's superfluous. He's a vestigial appendage. Like, you don't need him. He's redundant. It's ridiculous. And I'm going to be ADD today. ADHD today. I'm going to be jumping all over the place. But the central theme is the head coach got to go. Hammer in McKeesport, good morning.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, man. I agree wholeheartedly. He needed to go when he lost that, I forget which game. It was one of the games against a team that we had no business losing to earlier in the regular season. And I also agree with you. I think even if the Ravens would have kicked that field goal and got us out of the playoffs, he still wasn't going anywhere. The Rooneys just need to wake up and realize it's time for him to go.
I don't know what the defense of Mike Tomlin could possibly be when Art Rooney II has his powwow with the Pittsburgh media either this week or next. Thank you, Hammer. How do you possibly polish this particular turd?
I mean, Joe Flacco is a great quarterback. What can we say?
Oh,
some tough losses in the regular.
My God. I cannot wait for the Steelers this offseason to sign next year's version of Juan Thornhill and Darius Slay, and they can all gas each other up about how great the defense is going to be. And you know what? We've got a lot of faith in veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. I'm only half kidding. Would you really put it past him? I wouldn't. Anybody else looking for an Andy Dalton, for God's sakes? 412-928-9370. What did the quarterback have to say about Mike Tomlin and those in my position questioning his decision-making, calling for his head? We'll hear from the quarterback briefly when we return, and then it's open phones for you, 412-928-9370. Got more damning statistics for what the Steelers have turned into under this head coach.
I mean, this league has changed a lot in my 21 years. You know, when you hear a conversation about the Mike Tomlins of the world, Matt LaFleurs of the world, those are just two that kind of I played for. And when I first got in the league, there wouldn't be conversation about whether those guys were on the hot seat. You know, but the way that the league is covered now, and the way that there's snap decisions and the validity given to the, you know, the Twitter experts and all the, you know, experts on TV now who make it seem like they know what the hell they're talking about. To me, that's an absolute joke. And for either of those two guys to be on the hot seat is really apropos of where we're at as a society and a league, because obviously Matt's done a lot of great things in Green Bay and we had a lot of success. Mike T has had more success than damn near anybody in the league, you know, for the last 19, 20 years. And more than that, though, when you have the right guy and the culture is right, you don't think about making a change. But there's a lot of pressure that comes from the outside, and obviously that sways decisions from time to time. But it's not how I would do things and not how the league used to be.
Well, it should sway a decision here. If Art Rooney II doesn't fire Mike Tomlin today, he is asleep at the wheel. We know he won't. Thus, he's asleep at the wheel. And it's not just the talking heads on television, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. It's the talking heads like me on radio, also on YouTube. I think we're on pace to have a record day of people who want to commiserate the end to another Pittsburgh Steelers season. Mike Florio tweeted this out last night, and it's hard to believe until you see it written out in front of you. The Steelers will now go, based on this loss last night, at least 10 years without a playoff victory. Their last playoff victory was January 15th, 2000. And 17. 10 years with this organization and Aaron Rodgers, whom I still love, wants to talk about this is the right guy with the right culture. Get bent, man. It's a culture of regular season success, regular season, you know, just above mediocrity of late, and postseason ass beatings. Since Ben Roethlisberger retired, the Steelers, including the postseason, are just 9 games over .500, 48-39, with a negative 143 point differential. But wait, there's more. The Texans, in yesterday's game specifically, outgained the Steelers 408-175. That's plus 233 in yardage. The Steelers' worst yardage differential in a playoff game in franchise history. With every passing playoff loss, they continue to make history for all the wrong reasons. And this is a head coach that at the beginning of the season had the unmitigated gall to say that this could be a defense that does historic things. They did. But they were all negative historic things. Like last night, for example, another record-setting performance for the opposition, Christian Kirk, Christian flipping Kirk, set the Texans' playoff record for receiving yards. Jim in West Palm Beach, Florida. At least you're waking up in the warmth today. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Adam. I'm sorry we're all waking up in such a lousy morning, I'll tell you that.
Me too.
This is rough. I mean, I've been predicting for years that, you know, or not predicting, but saying for years I thought Tomlin was not as good of a coach as everybody says. And, you know, it's just proven every single year. At the end of the year, he proves he is just not up to snuff. It's maddening.
As a texter really just wrote in, Jim, first decade of Mike Tomlin's career Hall of Fame worthy, second half of his career would have been fired twice. Like, if, and thank you so much for the call. I hope you find a beach out there someday, like it's a Corona commercial or like a Cialis commercial. Perhaps you can bring out two tubs and you and your lover can hold hands. If Mike Tomlin's career had been flip-flopped, if he started his career with 7 consecutive playoff defeats and most of those years where you make the playoffs just scratching and clawing to get in as one of the last few teams in the dance, he wouldn't have made it to the other side. And Rodgers wants to talk about patience. Tomlin, when he was on with Rich Eisen, commenting on the John Harbaugh firing, wants to talk about patience. My sweet God, it's been 10 years. It's going to be 10 years at least without a playoff win. Patience? Do they not know what it means? Do they need a dictionary? Paul in Washington. Oh, baby. I've been waiting for you, Paul. How we doing?
Yeah, well, I'm here to officially tell Mr. Collective that we, the fans, have collectively had enough of his collective word salad. Aaron Rodgers, you're getting paid $20 million a year. I would have knocked his butt out of bounds, and I'm 66 daggone years old. What the Sam Hillary doing? And as for Mr. Eastern Socialist Progressive Network, Ryan Clark, you don't know what you're talking about, my man. You weren't around here in the 70s. Pittsburgh Steelers are tough. We win championships, we win playoff games, and we have a head coach that knows what the Sam Hill he's doing. This Klein gotta go. T.J. Watt gotta go. Clean house. This is an embarrassment. You should be embarrassed, Art Rooney. You should want to fire yourself. You should have fired yourself last night. If we keep going like this as a collective fandom, we're bound for mediocrity forever. I ain't going to put up with this crap anymore, Crowley. And you and your cohorts on the fan need to get with the daggone program. Peace.
See you, Paul. I don't know what you mean by get with the daggone program. I fired Tomlin after each of the last 3 seasons. Were I in charge, and I would be for ADK, his ass would have been on Fox already. Or he'd be coaching the New York Football Giants. But it ain't up to me. And for some reasons, you should all be thankful for that. 412-928-9370. We got Charlie Brown, Lucy footballed again, folks. And there's going to be a bunch of people who are going to call in today, text in today. If you didn't see it coming, you had black and gold color glasses on, blah, 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 blah. Look, I feel like I got a pretty good pulse of the town. The vast majority of people had talked themselves into thinking that this year would be different. We had Twitter polls to that effect. When I was talking negatively about the game all day yesterday, I'm getting haymakered left and right. People are coming off the top rope with the people's elbow. I'm getting kneed in the nuts. People thought the Steelers were going to win yesterday. They thought it was going to be different. Not everybody, but the majority of you listening and the majority of us here on the station thought it could be different. And it wasn't. And the head coach, I think, hired the offensive coordinator who had a dreadful night. The offensive line had a dreadful night. Aaron Rodgers mostly had a dreadful night. I would rank it like that, though. If you can't run the ball, then stop running the ball on first and second down. I went through and I counted because I'm good like that. You always want to be prepared. 10 first down runs by the Steelers last night. 10! And when I last checked, and I didn't go back and double check this morning, it was 2.6 yards per carry on first down. The whole deal coming into the game was set yourself up in good down and distance. You don't want to be third and a million against this Texans defense or they'll crush your quarterback. Well, they set themselves up to be in third and a million and they went 2 of 14 on third downs. And your quarterback's getting hit left and right because guess what? You can't pass protect against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and the like when you know your quarterback's got a 7-step drop that sucker. Bad game plan, bad execution, and now we're going on 10 years without a playoff victory. Big C and others waiting patiently on hold. We'll take your calls all morning long at 412-928-9370. We've heard from Tomlin saying he's not thinking about his future. We've heard from Aaron Rodgers, who says that it's ridiculous that Mike Tomlin, and he threw in LeFleur, are even on the hot seat, or it's being talked about they're on the hot seat. Well, we'll hear from Steelers defensive captain Cam Hayward about his head coach when we return.
I don't really care about that noise because they don't know what Mike T puts into us. They don't know how he goes out of his way to prepare every man. They don't know about the countless nights that man is in there studying film. You know, coach is going to do so much. Players have to play better. And in those critical moments, players got to step up.
I do agree that players got to play better and your highest paid players got to make plays. But I don't want to hear from anybody, even captain and potential future Hall of Famer Cam Hayward, how hard Mike Tomlin works. That's a prerequisite for the job. Like, nobody gives a rat's ass that I wake up every day before the sun comes up if the ratings aren't good. Like, no one cares how I prep a show if we don't get callers and people don't click on our stories or our videos or we get impressions. Like, it doesn't matter how hard you work. If you're an accountant and you work 12 hours a day, but you put a couple of decimal points in the wrong spot, you should be fired. Effort comes part and parcel. It's like when people say, well, the Steelers against the Jacksonville Jags in the second loss in the 7-game losing streak. Well, they fought in the second half. They battled their asses off. Yeah, that's the job. You're an NFL head coach making $20 million a year. Yeah, I want to hear anecdotes about how you're sleeping on the floor and you're the first guy in and you're the last guy to leave and you're preparing your team and you care about all that stuff. It doesn't matter who you are. Every single one of the 32 people who are good enough and lucky enough to have those jobs should be doing that. But it's a results industry. Pony tweeted out last night the worst playoff win percentages in modern NFL history, minimum 10 games. Marty Schottenheimer at 278. Dennis Green, we let him off the hook, 333. Chuck Knox, 389. And Mike Tomlin has a 400 winning percentage. He has lost 60% of his playoff games. And Mike Tomlin has now won a playoff game in just 4 out of his 19 seasons. I don't care if his eyes are bleary in the morning. I don't care how many bags of Fritos he goes through. I don't care how hard he works. No coach in the history of the sport, save for in this organization, would make it 9 years without winning a playoff game, going on 10, and still have a job. This is the only organization in all of sports that would happen. The only one. And they would sit here, if Art was directly across from me, and I brought that up to his face, you know what he would say? We're the Steelers. This is how we do business. We believe in continuity. If you're the only organization in sports that wouldn't fire the coach for 9 consecutive seasons of not winning a playoff game, then the way you're doing it, frankly, flatly, is ass backwards. Good morning, everybody. Big C in Fort Myers. I promised we'd get to you. How you doing, bud?
Adam, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Oh, just peachy. Peachy, Big C. Got a headache. My voice is going to be gone by the 7 o'clock hour, and the Steelers are losers again.
Right, right. And to that caller over to West Palm, I'm down here in Fort Myers. I'm on my way to the beach. Sorry, buddy.
Hell yeah. Hey, no, good for you. Good for you. I want somebody to experience a little bit of joy today.
Yeah, but real quick, like, so I'm coming in Pittsburgh for the draft next year, and only for one reason.
It's 100 days away. Don't know if you knew that, Big C. They made a point to say that on the morning news today. Isn't that chipper for everybody?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm coming in just because I miss my hometown. I just want to come and see some old friends, get a little icy, get a little Fernandes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I want to say. Nothing's going to change. It doesn't matter if you have the draft on the moon. The Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to change until the regime changes. That was an abysmal, pathetic game. The head coach, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, they all need to go. All the statistics, all the facts that you point out are 100%, 1,000% true.
Well,
we are going to see the same thing next year unless there's major changes.
You know what the difference is going to be, Big C? It's going to be exactly the same. Except the defensive coordinator that's looking perplexed on the sideline is going to be Raheem Morris. And the quarterback who's getting sacked and fumbling the football and throwing pick sixes in the playoff game is going to be Joe Flacco. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm only half kidding. 412-928-9370. Thank you for the call, Big C. Enjoy the beach. Donnie tweeted last night, and he gave me zins at the game. What a nice man. He kept me awake in that football game. He tweets, the year is 2046. The Steelers haven't won a playoff game in nearly 3 decades. Mike Tomlin, in his 39th season on the sidelines, got the black and gold to 9-8, extending his fabled non-losing streak. They were then blown out in the wild card round. That is completely unrealistic. Because I think they'll be playing 20 games a season in 2046. Let's go to Rich in Portview. Hi, Rich.
Yes. One of the biggest things is, to add salt to the wound, to get treated as a fan of, you're not seeing, you don't know what you're talking about. They watch the same game
yes.
we do. I'm talking about Rooney. And they come back with this arrogance.
Yep.
Of, hey,
it's hubris, Rich. It's hubris.
That just makes it 10 times worse. Not that it wouldn't be bad to begin with, but you guys have pointed out plenty of times. Think about an NFL coach who could go 9 seasons without winning a playoff game. Where are they at? Is there somebody in the league right now that
no.
hasn't won a playoff game in 9 years?
Nope. And the only coach who has had a 7-game postseason losing streak is Marvin Lewis. And you know what they did to him? They got rid of him.
Yeah, but even those 7 years as a Steeler fan, I remember sitting back saying, what are they seeing this guy? And it's the same thing now with Tomlin. I mean, how special is he that he can't win a playoff game in 9 years? And, you know, nobody brings up the fact, too, that I know Baltimore has Lamar Jackson, Cincinnati has Joe Burrow. But right now, our division's turned into a pretty soft division. You know, if you just go by this year, next year, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson might be healthy. Where does that leave us?
Yeah.
Fighting for a wild card.
And even when they weren't, Rich, I mean, it still winds up in the same place. Good on them to get to the playoffs, I guess. But here we are again, sitting here talking about the same things. And it is hubris. It's an arrogance and overconfidence that has led to their downfall. We are the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is how we operate. We believe in continuity. Our coach has never had a losing season. We're going to keep on keeping on, and eventually the pieces will fall into place and we'll win again. Well, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, we've been saying, man, what's it going to take for that mindset to shift? Is it going to be a playoff without a decade without a playoff win? Is that going to do the trick? Well, here we are at the crossroads of mediocrity and what the hell are we doing? And I think Art Rooney II is going to drive down mediocrity lane again. Russ in Pittsburgh. Hi.
Yes. You hear me? Russ in Pittsburgh.
What's up, buddy?
I think I have a solution for this. Okay. I reluctantly think Coach T has to go. And what are you open to getting Harbaugh in here? And I hear Lamar Jackson does not want to be in Baltimore.
Yep. Yeah.
And our offense is all in place, but we still have to draft shut down offensive lineman and a headhunter, no penalty guy in the defense. Yep. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Harbaugh doesn't do it for me because he's just Tomlin, and he was wearing purple. Like, when Mike Tomlin looks in the mirror, John Harbaugh looks back at him. Offensive line, I mean, I feel pretty good about the right side of the line with Frazier and McCormick and Faltano. You know, I'm not really in the mood to talk about the things that I'm okay with right now. There is time for that, and Rodgers talked about the future of the Steelers and why it could be bright, and I do think there were some nuggets of truth in what Rodgers said, but I'm not really in the mood for that right now. Are you? And we got 100 days until the draft. We got plenty of time to get to that by then. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can give us a ring on that hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Steelers made history again last night for all the wrong reasons. We'll tell you how.
And it's second and 3. Big toss. Wide open. Spinning catch. Cut. Touchdown. Strong play and a good catch by Kirk. Ball a little behind it, and the Texans have their first lead of the night. Yeah.
Mike Tomlin said it would be a historic Steelers defense. Had potential to be a historic Steelers defense. And there you go. There's some more history for you. As Christian Kirk set a Houston Texans postseason record for receiving yards. Christian Kirk had 8 catches in a 144 and a touchdown. He was 8 for 9 targets. Long of 46. Meanwhile, the $30 million receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who has frying pan hands, dropped one that was a massive momentum sapper, and he had just 5 targets, 2 catches, and 42 yards. Pat Freiermuth was on a milk carton for the first half, had just 3 targets in the game and 1 reception, something that plagued them at the very beginning of the season and plagued them all throughout the year. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We've talked to Southside Jake. There will be no Are You Smarter Than a Plumber segment today, but we love Jake, and that's presented by Southside Plumbing and Heating. We'll take your calls in a second. I know the Steelers were only down by 1 going into the fourth quarter, which seemed like an improvement. How about this? In the 7-game losing streak in the postseason, that's the biggest margin of victory. That was the biggest defeat that they've suffered. They were absolutely bludgeoned in the fourth quarter, which is something I told you yesterday I was worried about. The Steelers had given up more points in the fourth quarter than any team that has made the playoffs in the history of the NFL. And it happened again. Pick 6 from Rodgers, strip sack, fumble, touchdown. That's all she wrote. Also, you have your biggest defeat, suffer your biggest defeat in this 10-year run of misery. And yet, their quarterback gave you the ball 3 times. C.J. Stroud was horrific, particularly in the first half, and there's nothing they could do. pathetic. Tomlin needs to go. And a texter writes in at 412-928-9370. Who would you want the Steelers to hire if they parted ways with Mike Tomlin today? Here's my list of guys that I'd interview. Jesse Minter, DC with the Los Angeles Chargers, Chris Shula, Clint Kubiak, Joe Brady, Kevin Stefanski. They'd all be on my list for interviews, and maybe not necessarily in that order. Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us in about 7 minutes for the Hawk Report. First, let's go to John in Wexford. Hi, John.
Good morning, Crowley. Tough day for everybody, but I think what people have to understand is that Art's never going to get rid of Mike. Mike is here to break this record that Noel has. He is going to continue on until he has this record, and only until then will Mike Tomlin decide whether or not he wants to keep coaching. He's a Rooney Rule hire. He does not get it done like he used to. No coaching.
John, I'm not going to do the Rooney Rule thing. I'm just not going to do it. The guy won a Super Bowl. They made the right hire. Them hiring Mike Tomlin was never the issue. The issue is they haven't parted ways with him at the appropriate time. Now, I do think that Art II looks at it with great pride, the Rooney Rule, because of his father instituting the rule. And because Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, I think he might think it's a black mark against his legacy to get rid of him. But we all see the forest through the trees here, and the real black mark upon his legacy is the fact that they're going to go 10 years without winning a playoff game, which just can't happen. I will say this. Mike Tomlin, I think, is a good man. Mike Tomlin is a good coach, and Mike Tomlin still might wind up in the Hall of Fame. He could go someplace else and win, but it's just not the right fit anymore. He's done great things for this city, but he's never going to win you a playoff game. He's never going to win you a Super Bowl. And it's just time. A lot of the same stuff I said about Tomlin, you could say about Mike Sullivan with the Pens. And he won 2 championships. He won 9 consecutive postseason series. But when it's time, it's time. And Dan Mews has the Penguins playing at a higher level. And look at what's going on with the New York Rangers. I still think Sully's a good coach. I think Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I think John Harbaugh's a good coach. Bill Belichick was the greatest coach of all time. But you eventually overstay your welcome, and that's where we are with this guy. 412-928-9370. We will take calls all morning long. We will talk to Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, coming up next, about all this and more. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.